And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
The Living Brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, positive talk radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is Ladies' Day. Each of my guests is a lady discussing her topic. My next guest is a challenger for the Ventura City Council. She currently serves as the executive director for the Ventura Music Festival. We'll discuss the challenges she sees facing Ventura and her platform to address those challenges. And if you have a question, or if you'd like to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. The City Council candidates' interviews are brought to you by Halter and Encinas Landscaping, and beginning on Saturday, November the 19th, they're going to be opening up a new retail store via Tasca Garden Center at 2057 East Thompson Boulevard. That's the intersection of Thompson and Catalina in Ventura. Contact them for your gardening and your landscaping needs at 805-701-2486. You can save 15% off of all purchases between now and the end of the year at the Villa Tosca Gardening Center. Let me also explain the format for the candidates' interviews. All candidates were invited to participate. 9 of the 11 candidates agreed to the interview. Martin Armstrong declined the interview, and Ed Alamillo did not respond to my request despite reminders to do so. The candidates will be asked the same set of questions, and the candidates were given the questions prior to the interview. My next guest, Cheryl Heitman, is the executive director of the Ventura Music Festival, as I said. She also serves on the Ventura Community College District as a trustee and a former president. She's currently a board member of about 8 different boards. Honors and recognition, she's one of the top 50 women in business, according to the Pacific Coast Business Times in 2008. She's also the top nonprofit leader by the same organization, the Pacific Coast Business Times, in 2010. She's the Outstanding Citizen Gold Award for the California Teachers Association, a Woman of Distinction, a sophomore from the Sophomores International of Conejo, and a Social Worker of the Year for Ventura County. She's a licensed clinical social worker. She's married, has 3 grown children, and 1 grandchild. Welcome to the show, Harold. Cheryl, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on board. And I'll start off our interview the same way that I did with all the other candidates. And what draws you to civic service to serve on the Ventura City Council?
Well, as you noted, I've been involved in civic service pretty much my entire life. But in Ventura County, I've been here about 25 years and been actively involved in many of the community organizations, currently sit on several nonprofit boards, and was elected in 2002 to the Community College, Ventura County Community College District Board of Trustees. I served there for 8 years, serving as president for 2 years. And while I was there, we really went through a financial crisis. The college board was the college district was put on the state chancellor's watch list because the reserves were so low and the district was considered financially unstable. So that was when I got elected, and loved the challenge. We were able to really redo the budget and completely reorganize, and the district is now considered to be one of the most fiscally stable districts in the entire state. So I think that I bring that sort of budget experience as well as other policymaking experiences to the city, and I just saw a need for some new leadership, for some new ideas, for somebody who has the experience of managing a budget which is over twice the size of the city's budget, but also has public policy experience, but then also has some fresh new ideas. In addition, running a nonprofit in the city, I have formed a lot of partnerships with businesses and individuals. We have about 300 volunteers. Knowing how to manage a budget, again, I have to pay payroll as a small business. I have to meet my, you know, payroll and all the expenses and have a balanced budget. So, again, I think that experience plus the partnerships and the people that I've been able to really form relationships with is really important. And because I also have existing relationships with the majority of the city council, in fact, 4 of them have actually endorsed me, that means that I really just don't have a learning curve. You know, I just jump right in and start working from the minute I get there. So I think that's important in this kind of a difficult financial time, that we have people who don't have to do on-the-job learning, that, you know, we're there.
Well, it certainly is a difficult financial time for Ventura and all cities across the country. It's not just unique to Ventura. However, I guess one procedural question, is it the responsibility of the city council to manage the budget, or is that the responsibility of the city manager?
Well, the city council oversees the budget, and ultimately the buck stops there. So does the city staff and the city manager put the budget together and present it? Yeah, they do. But the city council really has the overall responsibility for it, making sure that it is balanced.
All right. Well, if we're talking about budget, there are always two sides to the budget. There's revenue and there's expenses. I want to talk about the revenue side of things, if I can, for just a minute. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do, if elected, to attract and retain more jobs to Ventura?
I think the first thing we have to do is talk to our current business owners, the people who are here working, paying taxes, and employing people here in our city. And I would not only reach out to the small business owners in the retail sector, but I would go out to the light industrial manufacturing area and talk to those business owners. Nobody really does that. We put together one meeting last year through the Chamber of Commerce. I sit on that board through the Economic Development Committee, of which I'm a member. We did put together one meeting, and the business owners were very interested in continuing that because they have specific needs, and we want to know what it is that we can do to help them sustain their business and also grow. Many of them are very successful. They like to expand, so I think that's the very first thing I would do.
And what sort of questions would you ask if you got in front of those business leaders?
Well, we did get in front of some of them. Not enough, though. Really, what can the city do to make it better for you and easier for you to do business in the city? And is that some of them said they would like the permitting process to be easier if they want to expand, for example. And so that's something we could certainly work at the city council level. And there were some said they needed more training for specific skilled workers. And I think the city council can have a role in putting together collaboration with either the college or adult ed, you know, some kind of a training facility that can help those people. So I think there's a lot of questions to ask, and we want to make sure that they're going to be successful
here. Step one, talk to the existing business owners. What can they do to become more vibrant, more viable? What else would you do?
I've been pushing for the extension of Olivas Park Drive because I think if that is extended, we will have opportunity to bring some major destination retail there that would open up that land that's available. It's about one of the few remaining properly zoned pieces of land in the city where we could actually develop and bring in some other businesses that would help the struggling auto mall dealers who do need help. They're our largest sales tax base, and we want to make sure that we continue to support them. So that would be another thing I would do. I would also look at expanding the medical businesses here because we have already these two hospitals that are close to each other, Community Memorial and BCMC. And with both of them expanding, I think there's an opportunity for us to do some other kinds of medical tech businesses and look at bringing some.
And what would some of those be?
It could be research. There'd be opportunity for research. It might be clinical trials. I think there's all kinds of things. It might be just equipment, medical equipment. But there's a way to make that more of a medical complex.
And how would you attract those medical businesses to the area?
Well, you know, you have to promote the area. You have to, I think, go on and tell people why this would be important for them to come here. And we have this incredible city with so many opportunities, a rich, vibrant cultural arts community. We have good schools. Look at the weather here. Look at the beach, the mountains. I mean, there's just a lot to offer a company. Plus, I think if we get the hospitals involved and it becomes their goal also to make this more of a destination for some medical businesses, that'll be helpful in terms of selling it. But the city can put all that together. I mean, the city can't do this, obviously. It's just really can be a collaborator and help put all these together.
So you'd act as a collaborator, coordinator. Of course, one of the big issues for any new business moving into the area is going to be affordable housing. And mm-hmm. Ventura does not seem to have a lot of affordable housing. How would you counterbalance any new businesses that you bring in and afford them affordable housing for middle-tier managers and below?
Right. Well, affordable housing is an issue throughout the country, certainly, but it is something we do have to continue to look at here. You know, there are programs for particularly first-time buyers, the younger workers, and I know we want to retain some of our younger people here who've grown up here, or they want to move here, they want to start their family here, they want to raise their family here. There are a couple of federal programs currently that I think the city really should be taking advantage of, and I don't believe they are. One of them is a program that allows... This is first-time buyers to get into a foreclosed home, and the federal government provides funds for that, for rehabbing it, and then somebody being able to really make it their home. So there are programs like that we need to look into as a city so that we can help make more affordable housing.
My guest is Cheryl Heitman. She is a candidate for the Ventura City Council position that is opening up, and we'll have elections here in November for the Ventura City Council. So back to mm-hmm. the questions, and it's related to the income side of mm-hmm. the ledger, and that is tourism, which is a big part of the income for the city. How and what would you do to promote more tourism in Ventura?
I think tourism's a very important economic engine that we need to spend more resources and more energy on. I do sit on the Visitors and Convention Bureau board. And one of the reasons I joined that board was because I was so interested in really getting involved in promoting tourism, and particularly cultural tourism, which, you know, cultural tourists spend about $26 a person more when they come here and they stay a day longer. So there are some really good reasons to really promote that since we have such a vibrant art scene here. In addition, I think we need to do more marketing. We need to collaborate on our marketing with our hotels and with I do some collaborating with the Visitors Bureau now. I have for several years, where we put together weekend packages to bring people up from L.A. and surrounding areas, Bakersfield, et cetera, where we really target specifically groups of people to come here. In my case, it's for the music festival and putting that in conjunction with some other activities for them to do during the weekend. The hotels, as you probably know, have formed together to make their own business improvement districts so that they can go after businesses together and generate additional income, you know, taxing themselves, basically, which is a wonderful thing that they're going to do and help us. But we also need to look at a conference center. We need to eventually have that kind of a facility here, and I would explore that because I think that will draw more people and more tourists here. In addition, we need to make sure that we are maintaining our beaches, that we are hopefully cleaning up some of our blighted areas, that we're making the city look inviting to tourists. That's really important. And we have to deal with the homeless issue and the vagrancy issue.
All right. Well, let's talk about where the funds are going to come from for all of those programs, because I've heard advertising, I've heard marketing, I've heard homeless, I've heard redevelopment, brown zones, brownfields. Where will the money come from for all of those?
Well, the money has to come from us going out and generating a larger business base that generates a larger tax base. And I think the city has to be actively involved in that. We have to have an economic plan for the city for the next 5 years. You know, the current plan was 05 to 10. Well, now it's 11, almost 12. So it's time for us to really set a vision and an economic stimulus. Well, not stimulus, but an economic plan. That would be nice, too, for the city. I think in terms of tourism, too, a lot of it's going to be partnerships. You know, if we are partnering with our own organizations as well as surrounding areas, we're going to generate more money to be available for marketing. And the city can play a bigger part in that, too, in terms of just using its own resources for marketing. You know, there's so much here. I just, somehow we are still this drive-through. We're not this destination place, and we have to just promote ourselves as the destination in tourism. There's other ways to bring more money into the city, too, to help with that, and that's what I think the city council can do. And if I can give you one other
idea. By all means, please.
Okay. So this is kind of one of my low-hanging fruit ideas, but you know, the city has a lot of assets, and a lot of the city property is leased. But there's no single person who is an asset manager in the city who manages all this real estate, who knows how to negotiate leases to maximize. And there are leases out there now that aren't being properly followed, that the rents aren't being increased when they should be. And we need to get somebody who will actually manage all of that and really make sure that the city is getting what it should go in terms of rent and leases. And I think that's something that could easily be done. That'd be the first thing I would do, would be ask for a complete review of all our leaseholds and where are we with those leases. And then someone who actually knows how to negotiate these leases professionally, that's their job, they go out and they help us get new business. I think that's would be an important person to have on board.
My guest is Cheryl Heitman. She's a candidate for the Ventura City Council position, and she'll be voted on in the November elections that's coming up. One of the things that we touched on earlier was affordable housing. You had some concrete ideas about affordable housing, but I wanted to talk a little bit about the process of permitting and also development there as well. You're familiar with the Freeney case. That is a lawsuit against the city. They allege that the city council misled them about a senior living project that they have on the east side. Now, I'm not going to ask you to comment on the lawsuit, but I do want you to comment on the process. The process is such that a project like that has to go to the Design Review Committee, and then it goes through modifications there. Then it moves on to the Planning Commission, where it goes through modifications and revisions there. Finally, it is put out and agreed upon by the Planning Commission and begins construction. That is great. At every step of the way, plans are made available to the public, and interested people can go and see it. And now, with the Freeney project, however, just recently, a group of loud vocal minority came in and objected to the development years into the process and halted the progress of that senior living area. We need senior living here in Ventura. So my question to you, Cheryl, is this. You know, a project, how can a project like that be stopped by a group of vocal minorities when it has gone through the the design review committee, when it's gone through the planning commission, and gets to that stage where two or three people hold an entire hundreds of thousands of dollar project up for ransom.
Hmm. Well, I'd like to say the easy answer is that's democracy, but that's really not the case. I think the case here is what is not atypical from the city, and that is the planning process, the permitting process. To me, the right way to do this is to have you come into the city. You have a project idea. You come in and you meet with one person, and that's your person. That person's going to handle everything for you in terms of what permits you need, what zoning requirements, et cetera, et cetera. It should be written out very clearly and given to the developer or the proponent.
Don't we have an ombudsman here in Ventura? There is such a title.
There is such a title, but that person can only do so much. And I think what we're talking, and I'm not sure, I'm not talking specifically about that. I'm talking about when you actually go to the planning department, that there is somebody there who actually is assigned to you, so that you have someone that you can consistently call and work on these plans with. And hopefully it's somebody who can help you move through the process much quicker. Clearly it takes way too long. For a project to be on and on for 5 years is, it's really beyond belief. But we have a lot of projects like that. We have many projects, and some of it was the economy, certainly, but we have 2,200 housing units that have been approved in this city that are still sitting around, not being built. And so there is an issue with that. But certainly, all along, people need to be told clearly what is expected, and when they meet those expectations, they need to be able to move on. But if the expectations are changing, that's a problem.
My guest is Cheryl Heitman, a candidate for the Ventura City Council. Cheryl, in about the minute that we have remaining, prioritize the issues that you think are the most important for Ventura in the next 4 years.
Definitely, it's building the economic base, the business base. We have to bring in more money, and it's bringing in additional revenues in a lot of different ways. We need to look at our governmental funding and foundation resources that we have not taken adequate. We really haven't reached out to them as we should have. So I think that's one big thing. I think dealing with the vagrancy issue and the homeless issue is our second, has to be another issue. It's impacting the tourist business, it's impacting businesses, but it's also the right thing to do for people who are truly homeless. We need to have a coordinated plan with everybody on board, everybody having a seat at the table. I think that's another thing. We also going to have to look at our police and fire and our resources for them to make sure that we can maintain them at an adequate level so that we have a safe community. And I think we have to look at our infrastructure. This is a very old city. We have roads that are falling apart. Our parks need additional maintenance. I mean, there are a lot of issues here that, with infrastructure, that I think are not sexy, but we have to take care of.
And there's been Cheryl Heitman has been my guest. I apologize for that, Cheryl.
Okay.
Has been my guest. And you've been listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. Tune in tomorrow. We're going to have some more candidate discussion as well as Technology Wednesday. Join me tomorrow, KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio.